living in Chicago, there's something about being in a cosmopolitan city, a big city, where we love the concept of a second city, you know, to be the underdog to New York. But anyone who might be an underdog to us, we're like, we don't care. Like, anyone who wants to start a rivalry or be a part of something with Chicago, we're like, man, we got our eyes set on New York. We don't have time. Like, Houston comes along, we're like, nah, you know what, you're fake second city. Or L.A., yeah, it's a bunch of suburbs. And Wisconsin, even worse. Wisconsin, we're like, all right. We pat people from Wisconsin on the head, and we say, okay, nice to see you. Go ahead. Keep chirping.
I think that's part of what pisses people off, like, especially in Milwaukee. One of the things, like, that Tom will often do is he'll be like, well, Milwaukee's basically a suburb of Chicago. Like, there's no greater way to piss off someone from Milwaukee than to call us a suburb.
Yeah, I grew up in Wonder Lake, Illinois, which is about 15 minutes from the Wisconsin border. You couldn't get more mixed identity out of Wisconsin, Illinois than that. Because you go 5 minutes up one way and it's all Packers and Wisconsin, and you go 15 minutes the other way and it's all Bears and Chicago. And you really saw in the town, not just our town, but other towns like Richmond and Marengo and towns that were right on the border there, that had these identity crises that we didn't know. It's funny because we would get Chicago TV. So this is a good. So we get all the channels downtown. So we would identify because of the 10 o'clock news that we were Chicagoans. We were a suburb of Chicago. We wore that proud. And if anyone in town is like, Wisconsin, we'd be like, come on, man. You're going to right now. That you don't belong here. We are Chicago. You go on the other side of the street right there. And it's funny, a couple years ago, I remember this, Richmond, there was a push in this town of Richmond to change that, to say they wanted Wisconsin channels, even though it was an Illinois town. And there was a lot of feedback. It's a 50-50, and it's always around sports. I mean, that's all that anyone cared about. But this idea that the identity was much, much more troubled and confused at the border than it was where we were. But I always thought of myself as a Chicago suburb. So even being closer to Wisconsin, 15 minutes, as opposed to an hour and 45 minutes from the city of Chicago, I would thump my chest as if, you know, if you mess with Chicago, you're messing with me. And I'm like, I could walk to the Wisconsin border. So it's a strange thing to think about, that even though the proximity was off and we were so much closer to Wisconsin, I still to this day consider myself true blue Chicago.
And that's like, so on like the kind of line, there was that sense of rivalry, yeah, in some ways.
My buddy Chris, who was Wonder Lake guy, was a Wisconsin guy, wore his Packers jersey. And we would find ourselves always just razzing each other. We still to this day on Facebook. And we lived 2-3 blocks away from each other. I mean, it's not like it was funny, like the allegiances of sport played out in this way that you know, we would constantly thump our chests at each other. This idea that I was Chicago and he was Wisconsin, and we were neither. I wasn't Chicago, he wasn't Wisconsin, we lived in Illinois. But at the same time, we would, I don't know, hook to these allegiances and stick with them, like we would die over them, and it meant nothing, and it still means nothing.
How much of the rivalry was based in sports? Because a lot of what we've heard is, like, especially from people in Illinois, is like, well, when it's Bears versus Packers, that is a rivalry.
Yeah. That's the only one I think that matters. I mean, there's Brewers-Cubs, but I'm not sure they were never really in the same division. But there's something to be said. I grew up, and I was a kid of the 80s. So I was, during the 85 Bears, I was 11, 12 years old, and that's where I really got caught up on any sort of sport. That was it. The 84 Cubs and the 85 Bears. That's cemented my fandom. And at that time, the Packers were mean. They were dirty. There was, I think the next year, the year after, the one guy slammed Jim McMahon to the turf. They would run guys off of the field. They'd hit Walter Payton late. Everything about the Wisconsin, the Green Bay Packers, was a dirty team that would play in a way that they knew they weren't good enough to play the Bears, so they would cheat. And it just cemented in my head, I think, this rivalry. I know it's stupid, and to this day, I'm an adult now, so I'm like, I don't believe in that as much. But as a kid, I think that there was this emotion circling around that sport, football, this idea that the Packers were dirty and do whatever they could to take away the greatness of Chicago. They couldn't play us because they're from these small towns in Wisconsin. They couldn't play us straight, so they would cheat. And then, as a young adult loving football, watching the Green Bay Packers completely destroy the Bears every time, my attitude would be like, nah, well, you know what? We got better restaurants. Like, I took it into this weird, well, you know, I live in a city. They live in the woods. They could take their jean jackets and their pickup trucks and their ice house, and they can go have parties in the trails while, you know, I have world-class art and restaurants around me. I don't care. I don't care if you beat me, Brett Favre. I don't care. Like, I turned it into something completely different. And now I think it's funny because I'm on the radio in Chicago that services 38 states, including Wisconsin. And it's super funny how many people that listen to WGN radio are Packer fans. And when I'll make an offhanded reference thinking that I'm, you know, going back to those roots and ripping on the Packers or Wisconsin or whatever, I hear about it. It's funny. It's funny that I'm like, I don't realize. Like, it's almost like as I got older, I got more worldly. Now I realize that Wisconsin is Illinois. We're kind of the same thing. Except the fact that you have that restaurant thing where people get mad. This is what I remember this. Michael Feldman told me this from What Do You Know? That people in Wisconsin don't like people in Illinois because we just seat ourselves in the restaurants. It's like we don't wait to be seated. We just go and sit ourselves. And that just makes them so angry. Makes Wisconsin people so angry. Like that was, and we drive too fast.
That one's a real one. That one I know. You guys seat yourselves at restaurants? What?
I don't know where that comes from. And maybe I got it wrong. But it was something that really mad. I remember Michael told me that Wisconsin people get real mad because people from Illinois just like do whatever they want. And I think that's what the overall, we drive too fast. We don't follow the rules. We come in and kind of, we go to the resort towns like Lake Geneva or other places and just kind of make it ours for the 2 hours we're there, and we don't care about anything else. I mean, that there's something to be said about, I think every knock on someone from Illinois is the fact that we kind of use and abuse Wisconsin.
That's definitely what we've heard from like Wisconsin people. And as someone who grew up, of course, in a tourist town in Lake Geneva specifically, there were a lot of like, a lot of the complaints were essentially the same complaints that you would have with any tourist. Yeah. They come in, they throw garbage on your lawn, they, you know, drive like ass when they're going down the street because they're trying to check out the sights, but you're trying to like live your life.
Yeah. And I wonder if that's echoed and mirrored in some of the other places around the country. If you live in, I don't know, Connecticut or New Jersey, you hate New Yorkers, or people from Maine hate Boston, or people in Florida hate the tourists. I mean, I wonder if that's similar to that. And I mean, Wisconsin is Door County and Lake Geneva and other places that are beautiful. I mean, they're just stunning. And this idea that why wouldn't we want, and I think the state of Wisconsin would want people from Chicago to come up because there's a lot of money involved in that. But you're right. I mean, anytime you have that kind of relationship, there's going to be some use and abuse situation where they're like, I'm on vacation. I don't need to take this candy wrapper and put it in the garbage. I'll put it on Joy's lawn. Like, that's ridiculous. But, I wonder if it's, you know, just vacation mentality that we treat it like a resort, even though it's a real town. In my situation, my parents live in Wisconsin, and they moved there right when I came to Chicago to go to college. I went downtown, and they moved to Wisconsin. So it's just kind of funny back and forth because my dad, he's in this case scenario where he doesn't get Illinois channels anymore. He gets all Wisconsin. He hates it because he'll be like, ooh, the Bulls are on, and he'll black it out. Ooh, the Bears are on, but they don't show it because it's a Packer game. So he's this close. He grew up a block away from Wrigley Field. Everything about him is Chicago. And yet he has this torture of every time he wants to partake in that civic moment of watching a sport, he can't. They've replaced it with the Milwaukee Bucks or the, you know, the Green Bay Packers or the Packer Blitz because they can't show another team until the Packers play. He's just like beside himself that he can't get that stuff. So much so that I think that he always calls me and is like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And I don't think it's about visiting. I think it's because he wants to watch the Chicago sports.
Oh, that's a hard pill to swallow too.
It is, but it's funny because, you know, Wisconsin. I mean, you get into politics. Wisconsin is a strange. I think in the last couple of years it's changed a lot, and you would know much better than I. But I mean, there is this real deep roots with labor. There's roots in this idea that we all chip in together, and we, you know, we're not as concerned about the corruption and all that kind of stuff that happens in the state of Illinois. And I like I said, I think that's changed a lot. You've had politics have swung in the last 5 years in a different way with the governor you have there and a lot of the protests we've seen from afar. But I wonder how much that plays into the kind of rivalry where it feels like Wisconsin's kind of got their stuff together, you know, and in Illinois we don't. And I wonder how much that kind of politically plays into some sort of rivalry. What are the terms? I'm trying to think, because Wisconsin people call us flatlanders, right? Is that the thing?
Is yeah, that right? Sometimes. Is that do you know...
Because we don't have hills here? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, let me think about it, because I did a piece for BEC for a Bears-Packers rivalry a while back that started with, I really hate the Packers, and I don't know why. And that was it. And so I tried to explore it. And I talked to a bunch of people from Illinois and Wisconsin, and we kind of all came to the same conclusion that nobody really knows. Like, beyond the idea of football and two teams you just don't like, every other argument that was made was kind of bogus. You know, it was like, well, they don't have hills in Illinois, or like, they don't seat themselves when they come through, or oh, Illinois people drive too fast. Oh, Wisconsin people, they're just too much cheese. You're like, none of this actually matters, and none of it really sticks. If you talk to somebody on the street right here in Chicago right now, and you start asking about why you don't like Wisconsin, they would probably come back with I have no answer. And I'll bet you the same thing in Wisconsin. There are people that are going to hold grudges for whatever reason, because there has been some, you know, rivalry over decades, and that goes with generations. But if you're asking younger people, I don't know if there's much there. I will say this. I really, really hate the Green Bay Packers. I don't know why. I really don't. I mean, they are a great football team, and they don't do anything wrong, but that green and yellow, and I think it's in my head. I think it's from my dad. I think it's from my grandpa. Like, I don't know what it is, but there's something about it that it's the only time that I actually show any emotion while watching a football game. If the Bears are playing the New Orleans Saints tomorrow, or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or even the New York Giants, you're like, if they lose, you're like, meh, move on with my life. The Packers, there's a 20-minute hangover. There's something where I need time. I need space. I need patience. You know, I need to do some meditation, some deep breathing. But I don't know why that is. I don't know. It's amazing what marketing can do. It was amazing, because even when I watched it, there's no Packer. I always think about that too. Like, one of my favorite players of all time, and as a Chicago Bear, was Julius Peppers. Julius Peppers was a guy who came over here in free agents to the Bears. And there was something about him. When he would do interviews, he'd have a cool three-piece suit on, and he'd have the hat, and he just looked so cosmopolitan. I mean, he just looked like, this is who I want representing my football team. Like, I feel like I want to be Julius Peppers. And he played defense, and he was a defensive end, and he would sack the quarterback. And in the NFC Championship game in 2011, he nailed Aaron Rodgers so hard. And you were just like, this is like what I, like, this is everything that comes back. And then a year later, in free agency, he signs with the Green Bay Packers. And now he's doing the same things and wearing the same three-piece suit and the same hat and the same stuff he does on the field that I love for my enemy, for the Green Bay Packers. And it makes you think, you're like, he doesn't care. He doesn't buy into the Chicago. It's all fake. Everything about it is fake. You're like, oh, so everyone in Green Bay is like, we love Julius Peppers. And everyone in Chicago is like, oh, we hate Julius Peppers now. You're like, what is happening? It's like a Starbelly Sneetches. Like, nobody, it's like a Dr. Seuss story. No one, he has no allegiance. He doesn't even live here. He probably lives in Florida or something like that. He doesn't care. But at the same time, I thought that was a microcosm of like the Bears, Packers, or Wisconsin-Chicago rivalry. Because you're like, at the end, it really doesn't matter.
Are there any, like, so you know flatlanders. Do you know fibs?
Yeah, fibs is, what is fibs? What is that? That's, I can only assume that's lying. They lied, we lie. What's fibs?
Fibs? Yeah. So have you heard it?
I've heard it, but I don't know what it means, yeah.
Oh, it's an acronym.
Oh, yeah. All right, what is it?
It's f***ing Illinois bastards.
It's so dumb. That's like not even creative. It's just, yeah. That doesn't mean it looked fibs. Okay. All right. Good job. But that, but again, like, what I mean, do you, Joy, you live, grew up in Wisconsin? Your family grew up in Wisconsin? Do you have a hatred of Illinoisans? What is your thought on it?
Do I have a hatred?
Yeah, I mean, are we annoying?
So my parents are, of course, both from Chicago.
Yeah.
And like,
see?
My grandparents are from Chicago and my great grandparents are from Chicago. And so I'm the most Illinois person.
Do you feel like, is your staff like, do they discriminate against you because you're from 60 miles south of there?
No, but one thing that they did do, when I first came there, they're like, oh, welcome home. I'm like, I'm from Lake Geneva. It's like 10 minutes from the Illinois border. And they're like, yeah, but like now you're really home.
Yeah.
Like I know nothing about Milwaukee. I know a lot about Chicago and or like when I first moved there. But it was interesting because there's like a definite, well, this is home. Like Wisconsin is where you're from. There's also like a lot of sense of pride in Wisconsin, just in general, the Wisconsin idea being part of that.
I get that. I think pride plays a big role because whenever I think of anyone with Wisconsin pride, and this plays out whenever you're a person or you're on social media, I get a little turned off because the pride almost always has, part of the formula is to hate on Illinois. Like the pride of like, we are Wisconsin, we don't like you. Like there's something to that. And that always, it's funny because I think about even friends of mine who I would never think were from Wisconsin or were fans of the football team there. And when they show that pride on social media or in presence, like my automatic reaction is like, I snarl. Like, I'm just like, he's so ignorant. Like, just idea that like, it's very, like, I just, I kind of like brush it off. And it's a strange, again, I guess I'm not aggressive about it. I don't have a lot of action towards it. I'm not like in my day-to-day operations thinking about how much I can't stand Wisconsin, but it's passive. It's there. And I don't know why. But I don't know why. Because my family lives in Wisconsin. I've never had any bad experiences with anyone from Wisconsin. It's just this weird thing that was instilled in me probably in 1985 when the fridge, you know, knocked over a guy on Monday Night Football, a Packer on Monday Night Football. And from here on out, I don't like people from Wisconsin. It's so dumb.
Are there any like stereotypes that you can think of associated with Wisconsinites? Yeah.
Well, I grew up in Wonder Lake, so everything I feel that would be a stereotype from Wonder Lake is also a stereotype from Wisconsin. Like I think of overweight guys trying to fit into their high school jean jacket who have, you know, drive pickups like in the Ford commercials, and then they will drive out off wheel out to the trails and they'll set up a fire and then maybe have like 48 cans of Ice House Light or some weird beer that no one would ever drink, but they got it for $4 at the store at the Piggly Wiggly and put on as much metal as they possibly could, whatever metal song, and they would have their long hair and they would hang out and do nothing for hours on end. That's in my head. That's who's hanging out. That's who's watching the Packers. That's who I have in my mind as the Packer fan. And it's kind of backed up whenever I watch a Packers game at Lambeau and everybody's got their hunting gear on. Like everyone's got their orange jacket on. I'm always like, all right, they're going to finish this game and they're going to put on their, you know, their Metallica and they're going to go take their truck and they're like, you guys want to hit the trails? We're all going to go hit the trails for hours on it. That's my stereotype of somebody from Wisconsin.
So in your mind, all Wisconsinites, or at least a good portion of Wisconsinites, are metal-loving hunters who are also drunk.
Yeah, that's probably perfect. That's a perfect size. You sized it up. I think that would be the stereotype that I would go to.
Are there any bad... We have obviously fibs. Yeah. We have flatlanders, which is like a really...
Cheeseheads is dumb. Yeah. Cheeseheads is what we always hear about. I think that the ultimate or the stereotype of what people of Illinois, if we ever are pushed in interview to talk about our state to the north, it always kind of borderlines on backwoods, hicks, things like that. Like I in our head, in my head, I think I'm cosmopolitan, I'm cool. You know, like I'm on par with the New Yorks and the Parises and that, because I'm just like, oh, I'm a trendsetter, I'm a tastemaker. So, you know, I walk down the street and people are like, ah, man, I wish I could be that guy. You know, that's what I think of myself. And then I think of people in Wisconsin as, like they've got their not just the hunter's jacket, but the hunter's pants too. You gotta have the pants. So it's like a whole thing. And they get on their snowmobile and they park it right by Lambeau. And then they do that and they take the snowmobile, even though it's not snowing, somehow that still works. And they take it and they drive it back to their trails and do what you do in the trails, I guess.
I think the thing about Wisconsin is they, everything you just said about how you feel, is that they think that you think that way. And that's why they're like, those a**s.
Oh, we're so pretentious. We're so pretentious. And I get it. I love it. I mean, there's, it's so true. The idea that I remember not too long ago, I was at a high school reunion in right outside of Wonder Lake, right? And I showed up, and I remember my line was like, hey, you guys should come down to Chicago. I mean, we can go to the clubs. We can do whatever. I know we can go to the same club that LeBron James goes to. That's what I said to somebody, and they're like, why would anybody want to do that? And I'm like, I know where it's at. I could go. I probably get us in there. And it's just it's funny, like, somehow that's what I think of me, like this idea that everybody would want to go to a place where LeBron James once was. And I realized how stupid and ridiculous it was the minute it came out of my mouth. But I think I do see how people from Wisconsin would find that completely pretentious, because I do. And I'm okay with it.
Are there any final thoughts?
I hope in my lifetime that we get to see a Wisconsin-Illinois truce in the way that we probably, if we really got to it, nobody really cares. Like, I think and this, as we start to think more and more global about where we live, maybe we should just think regional, because at the end of the day, Illinois and Wisconsin, we share the same landscape, the same region, the same environment, the same lake. All the difference might be just the colors on the uniforms of our football team. Everything else, we're all the same.